The younger generation is making strides to grow the local food movement in the Valley, while also getting involved on a national level to support farmers' rights. I visited several area farms this summer and bring you this report. I'm walking around Merrill's family farm on Cedar Ridge Ranch, just outside of Carbondale in Missouri Heights. I'm joined by the namesake of the property, Merrill Johnson. She's showing me the vegetable gardens, the compost stock operation, the cows, the horses, and some rather vocal piglets.
This is Thelma and Louise, two little girls.
This 67-acre farm is one of many in the Roaring Fork Valley working to grow sustainable agriculture. The effort began 5 years ago when Merrill started turning horse manure into biodynamic compost. The latest installations on the ranch are two greenhouses for vegetable gardens, which were created this past spring.
I wanted to support other farmers, and I wanted to see this property served and given its highest and best purpose.
One of the ways she did that was by joining the Roaring Fork Farmers Group. It's a coalition of farmers in the valley that meets once a month at a member's farm to share experiences and work together to improve food systems in the valley.
And I just kept on asking. I was like, anyone want to like grow vegetables and have a greenhouse? A lot of people were saying, well, we just can't get land. We can't get land. And here I was. I was like, here it is.
Merrill connected with young farmer Aaron Cusio. Cusio leased an acre on the ranch this year and launched Aaron's Acres, a local community-supported agriculture share, which provides residents who sign up for it with high-quality fresh produce on a weekly basis. Aaron's Acres also has a presence at the Basalt and Carbondale farmers markets.
There's a lot of young, really motivated people growing food here and showing the communities that it works. Just come to the market, buy the food, support us. You know, we're not getting rich doing it, but we're happy to do it. And, you know, bringing more food into the community is a goal for all of us.
25-year-old Harper Kaufman started Two Roots Farms with her business partner, Christian Labar, after both of them spent a couple of years working at Rock Bottom Ranch by ACES. Harper got interested in farming after studying climate change in college. She says learning how carbon emissions are hurting our environment was a very depressing subject to study.
But the one beam of hope was when I learned about agriculture and how there's a way to farm that actually is one of the greatest and cheapest ways to sequester carbon, which is soil improvement and working with building topsoil.
Harper founded the Roaring Fork Farmers Group a year and a half ago. It's also a place where they can talk about bigger policies that affect them.
When you're farming, you have a lot of things going on. There's not necessarily time to pay attention to what bureaucrats are talking about or what bills are passing, but it is important because it really does change the way that your farm business can run, and there's a lot of programs out there that can actually help us if we know about them.
The group can also help with national campaigns through their partnership with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, which advocates for farmers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming, as well as the National Farmers Coalition that supports them nationwide. Roaring Fork Farmers Vice President Jimmy Dula, who's also a young rancher and entrepreneur in the valley, says one of the most pressing national issues is passing the Young Farmers Success Act, which would allow anyone in the profession to apply for the Public Service Employee Loan Forgiveness Program. It's a federal program that allows those in certain service professions to be relinquished of their financial loans after roughly a decade of consistent payments.
If you don't have farmers, you don't have food. So in order to help encourage more young people to get into farming, we'd like to be included on the list.
The bill was introduced to the House of Representatives in the summer of 2015, but it still has a ways to go. Local farmers are working to support the success of that bill because, even though there are many young people interested in agriculture, they say there needs to be more of them. Again, Harper Kaufman.
There's a lot of need here for local food. And as exciting as it is, yeah, to see young people getting into it, again, there's so much more that needs to be done. There's so much more food that could be grown here.
Barbara Platts, Aspen Public Radio News.